come out and shop over 40 vendors, including produce, table-ready prepared foods, handmade soaps, and kitchen accessories. There's something for everyone. The Clemson Area Chamber offers this experience each Thursday, 4 to 7 through September. The Clemson Farmers Market, brought to you by Tri-County Tech, the City of Clemson, and Patrick Square. Eat fresh, buy local, and see you there.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Mo?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. I guess it's okay to talk about the Braves today.
What? Yeah? Yeah. Did they win?
They won. Yeah. Yeah.
So what's the deal now?
Well, the Braves won the series. That's the first series the Mets have lost in the division in the whole season. In the whole stinking season. I actually meant to look this up the other day. It doesn't matter now because it's not true anymore. But I wondered whether any team had ever gone through a season winning the season winning every series or not losing a series in your division in the whole year.
Right.
I mean, your first choice would be the Seattle Mariners when they won 116 games.
Wow.
And so I'm guessing, you know, maybe somebody's done it, but I hadn't heard that, and now it's a moot point because the Mets didn't do it either. You know, I thought Fried pitched well. I did not think DeGrom was sharp at all. I thought it was like his C or D game. I mean, his slider was like non-existent, which concerns me a little bit. I mean, I saw the signs last year before he got hurt. I'm, you know, the only thing I care about right now in relation to this series is hearing something about what happened to him after throwing 95 pitches. Is he still good to go? I thought the Braves played a clean game, and I thought the Mets made way too many mistakes. in a game like that. You know, I sometimes these series this year between the Mets and the Braves, they seem like, you know, I don't know, sort of survival of the fittest. Like maybe the Braves weren't in the greatest shape going into the Mets series, and maybe the Mets weren't in the greatest shape going into this series. You know, just too many injuries, you know, just all the way around. I thought the Guillerme loss was enormous. I mean, it really hurt the Mets. He'd been playing so well, particularly defensively. I mean, he's like a wizard, and you could put him anywhere. And he's going to be lost for 3 or 4 weeks, and I don't know what's happening with Carrasco and Walker yet either. So, you know, the Braves not only closed the gap, the Mets have a lot of injury questions right now. A lot of them. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But I thought the Braves basically played a clean game. And, you know, one of the things we've talked about is that, and we discussed this at length yesterday, the notion that Acuña needs to run, you know, that perfect throws should not shut him down, that insane plays by, you know, an opposing team's catcher should not shut him down. And we talked about the fact that the Braves now, with Grissom and Harris and Acuña, have speed on the bases that they did not have, that they just didn't have before. And, you know, and that puts pressure on a team. It put pressure on the Mets last night. It led to a terrible mistake by Nimmo. I mean, I don't know what he was doing. I mean, obviously he didn't think that Grissom was going to go from first to home on a short center field single, but it's not up to you to think. It's up to you to friggin' play. You know, and by the way, all he did is strike out. I mean, I just thought there were way too, it was a great baseball game. It was a playoff level baseball game, but I just thought there were the Mets made way too many mistakes. And they had some bad luck for a change. You know, the ball that Ruff hit was like a foot foul. I mean, it had to be reviewed. There was uncertainty from both sides about whether that was a home run, you know, early in the game. And it wasn't, as it turns out. As close as can be, but close doesn't count. But then there were other situations. You know, the Mets had first and third with nobody out after Canha singled or doubled. Did he double? Yeah, he doubled. Canha doubled. And then the Mets rookie, Beatty, with a line single up the middle on another hard hit ball. That kid's basically raking. A ball right up the middle, which has to score Canha on that play. And it didn't. You know, meanwhile, the Braves later on are going from first to home on a single up the middle. The Mets didn't score from second on a single up the middle. And why didn't they score from second? Because Canha made two mistakes. He made a mistake a couple nights ago when he got caught off of second. And so that was still in his head. And because that was in his head, on that ball that was lined up the middle, Canha's first reaction was to go back to second. And so the Mets third base coach couldn't send him because idiot Canha went back to second on a ball that was a clear line shot single up the middle. You know, thank you, 915. So, you know, you just can't make that play. And now I get it was first and third, nobody out. And there's the next thing. You have first and third, nobody out. You have to score. I mean, somebody has to friggin' touch the bat to ball. But, you know, McCann, the Mets catcher, you know, he can't hit his way out of a paper bag armed with three bats. And so he strikes out. He watches two curveballs right down the middle and doesn't swing. And then he swings on the third pitch, was low, and he strikes out. But then Nimmo strikes out again. You know, Nimmo is the leadoff hitter. You have got to put bat to ball with a guy on third and less than two outs. Mets in first and third, nobody out. You give Fried credit for extricating himself out of it. But that's where the game should have probably ended. And instead, nothing. Instead, absolutely nothing because of a bunch of bad baseball plays, a bunch of bad baseball plays. Mostly, Canna scores easily on that line single up the middle if he's heading in the right direction. Yeah, and Keith saying, Melchior Keith says, also Lindor being doubled up. And, you know, in Lindor, you know, again, Pete Alonso, terrible series. Terrible. One big hit. It's like his only hit of the series. There were no hard hit balls. And him swinging on the first pitch after Lindor singles. And Lindor has second base stolen. I mean, he could do the backward moonwalk to second base. He has second base stolen. And Pete Alonso swings at the first pitch, which is not something he should have been doing in that situation. But when you're going bad, you know, I guess that's what happens. And a pop-up turns into a force out. And I really felt like that was the game. I felt like that was the game. Oh, one more thing. One more mistake. In a season where Buck Showalter has made a ton of brilliant moves, taking DeGrom out with two outs and a runner on first, on a Grissom on an excuse-me single where he was completely fooled and reached out and managed to get bat to ball, though, something the Mets didn't do in this game last night, managed to get bat to ball, which, again, got him on first base, But you cannot take DeGrom out with two out and bring that tomato can Seth friggin' Lugo in. I hate Seth Lugo. I want a Will Smith Seth Lugo. Okay, that's what I want. I want a Will Smith Seth Lugo. I want Seth Lugo gone. All I hear about is, oh, he's got the greatest spin rate and the biggest curveball. That's great. He hangs every other one of them, and he never gets anybody out. I hate Seth Lugo. Hate. You cannot take Jacob DeGrom out with two out and a runner on first and bring Seth Lugo in. You got to let DeGrom get that last out. I know it was the most pitches he threw. But so he's going to throw two or three more, and you're still in a tie game. There's no way DeGrom is letting the Braves score in that situation. He just has one more out. And by the way, that brings me to another thing. Do we think ERA works right regarding relievers? Okay, DeGrom has two outs and a runner on first. And then Lugo comes in, and he immediately lets the Braves score. I grant you that he wasn't helped by Nimmo in center field. I grant you that. But don't you think that in that situation, with two outs and a runner on first, that the earned run should go to the closer, should go to the reliever? See, I know that's your friggin' job. I know there's inherited runners. I get it. I know there's a stat for it. I don't think the stat's adequate. Honestly, here's how I view it. I think if a reliever comes in with runners on base and two out and doesn't get the job done, I think the run should go to them. That's their job. That's their job. You know, I mean, you're not much of a reliever if you come in with two outs and a runner on first and you let him score. All he needs one out. Now, again, the Mets didn't help him. The Mets didn't help him. Let me get Tony in here before the break. Not something I usually do, but Tony has been hanging on since before the start of the show. Tony, good to have you back, Tony.
Hey, well, how you doing? I appreciate you letting me in, man. I know you don't normally do that, but
we're good.
I heard you talking about the Mets,
yep.
And I had to jump in real quick because I'm loving this atmosphere going on right now with my buddies at work, all the Braves fans, and I hear a lot of people calling in, and all the Braves are going to win the division and all this and all that. All they did was win a good hard-fought game last night, but they only won 3 out of 9. And they're still 3.5 games back. Now, no disrespect to the Braves, because as somebody that loves the game and I study the team, they have an outstanding, phenomenal team. That GM, every player he's collecting down in the minors and calling up, money. Every trade he's making, money. He's only helping the club. He's not hurting it in any way. So I respect the Braves. They're a heck of a team.
What do you mean, though, Tony, with 3 out of 9?
They played, you know, in the past couple of weeks, they played 9 games total, right? We won 5, and they won 3 out of the 5.
Well, they won 3 of 4. They won 1 of 5 in New York. So the Mets went 4-1. The Braves went 3-1. In the prior series, the Mets had gone 2-1 in Atlanta. Now, you know, it's funny because the hero of that series was Guillerme. Guillerme was the guy who did all the damage in Atlanta the first time around. He wasn't available. But look, that's part of the game. I mean, it's not the Braves' job to field the Mets lineup. I mean, look, I will say this. You know, it's funny, after all this baseball, you know, and this is what I thought before the season. I thought that, you know, or at least once we got into the season a bit, I thought that all these Mets-Braves games would basically wind up being a push or something, and it would be decided by the rest. If you remember, when the Mets-Braves series started in New York, the Mets were up 2.5 games going into the series. Now, after this series, the Mets are up 3.5 games. So not much has changed.
Again, they're taken away from how good the Mets are. You mentioned the stat earlier. This is the first division series they've lost all year. Not to mention, they've won almost maybe like 80% of every series the whole year. They've been smoking hot, and it's the atmosphere that Showalter has brought. They're playing phenomenal.
But here's what I think happens, Tony. I think when you get elite teams, and both these teams are elite teams,
definitely.
And you battle all year, and you fight injuries and fatigue and all these other things. I think one of the things that happens is you get a boost physically, emotionally, when you get to play in front of your home crowd, that helps you get over all that fatigue and injury and stuff. And the Mets had it in New York, and the Braves had it here in Atlanta. And so, you know, now these two teams won't play each other until the last 3 games of the season. You know, both of them have some work to do. I mean, obviously the Astros coming up for the Braves, but the Mets have four more road games at Philadelphia, and then 2 more at the Yankees. So they still have 6 tough road games, and their pitching staff is in a little bit of disarray right now.
Especially with the bullpen too. Right now we're having some issues, but
they need McGill back. They need McGill back. I know that.
I agree with you on Seth Lugo. I can't stand him. Hopefully, you know, next year we tweak it out a little bit.
I want a Will Smith there. I want a Will Smith. All the Braves fans hated Will Smith. I want a Will Smith, Seth Lugo. I want him on the I give him a cab, get him a ride out of town. I don't want Seth Lugo anymore. I don't want to hear about his big, great curveball anymore. I don't want to hear about any of that crap. He doesn't get anybody out. He's just a disaster.
And, well, I know in the past you said you kind of wish they would shorten the season a little bit.
Hey, Tony, I know you want to talk about your Eagles, and I started you late, so hold on a minute, and I'll come back to you. Before we go to break, let me tell you about my people at Engineered Sleep. Hey, listen, Engineered Sleep's a 4th-generation mattress manufacturer. They sell directly to you, so you end up saving hundreds of dollars. They only make and sell their own products. They use premium materials that won't break down and sag over time like many of the alleged leading mattresses do. Their sales process is simple, interactive, not like regular mattress stores. They offer free delivery and takeaway if you live within 50 miles. Use code WCCP for 10% off, which you can save up to $475. Use 866-244-0898, 866-244-0898, or visit engineeredsleep.com. Look, if you're mattress shopping, you got to get to Engineered Sleep. It's the place to go to get your mattress locally. Look no further. Every mattress is made in-house. Their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping so simple. Every local mattress order is delivered to your home, set up for free, buy local, buy direct, cut out the middleman. Your very health depends on the quality of your sleep. It's the most important thing you can do for your health. Mattress sizes, twin, twin XL, full XL, rear size, queen, king, cal king, adjustable beds as well. They have it all. 627 Congaree Road in Greenville, or online, engineeredsleep.com. Phone number 866-244-0898. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. You know, Ramona, I looked up in this and I had to chuckle a little bit because I have like 10 Braves fans saying, we'll trade you Odorizzi for Seth Lugo. We all want to get rid of our diseases. Quick break.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
What's better than hitting the road for a vacation with the family? Your favorite song is on and smiling faces. Okay, there may have been occasional "Are We There Yet?" and "Don't Make Me Come Back There" for the 10th time in an hour. But you don't mind, because you know one thing. You have a brand new reliable vehicle from Granger Nissan of Anderson. You know that will keep them safe. They take care to know what you and your family needs. Visit 3510 Clemson Boulevard or online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Fossil fuel prices are skyrocketing. Take advantage of a free and renewable energy source. Water Furnace Geothermal Comfort Systems tap into the stored solar energy in your yard to save you up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. Get a 26% federal tax credit and a 25% tax credit from South Carolina. Blue Ridge Electrical Co-op customers can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Call Eric Rooney at 735-8081. Water Furnace, the reliable renewable.
What's up, guys? Ben here. You've heard me talk about this product for years now. Optinos by EC Sports. This powerful, 100% natural and clinically tested muscle builder is a game changer. In the clinical study, individuals saw 12 times average increase in arm size, 58-pound increase in bench press, 6 times more endurance, and 3 times more lean muscle than the placebo group. Choose a supplement with proven results and a money-back guarantee. Go to upstatemuscle.com. Use code ROAR for 20% off today.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
From the Liberty Bridge in Falls Park to the top row in Memorial Stadium, we are your home for sports across the upstate. 105.5 and 97.5. We are The Roar.
Walked up to the road rage. We are back. You know, again, my really last comment on it is I just thought the Braves played better and played cleaner. Like the Mets played better and cleaner in New York. I thought the Braves played better and played cleaner. Obviously, it was a tough game. I thought the Mets just screwed up too many times. You know, again, some of the thing in New York was the Braves screwing up too many times. And maybe that's the pressure of fatigue and again, having to go on the road and play in front of hostile crowds. I think the home crowd served each of these teams well. We'll see what happens from here. But, you know, look, there's only, you know, 40 games or so now to decide it all. And as I said, you know, you might want to keep in mind, I don't know how it plays out. I really thought the Mets would win this thing by 5 games, and I still sort of think that, but we'll see. And I don't even know what happens with DeGrom now, but keep in mind what I said yesterday, that I don't think anyone knew before yesterday, because I haven't talked to anybody who knew that. It's the divisions. If this thing goes right to the end and it results in a tie, the tie for the division is going to go to the team who won the season series. There's not going to be any playoff game. They changed that rule this year. So if the Mets and the Braves go the distance and tie, it will go to the team who wins the most out of those 19 games. And right now, the Mets are up 2, right? Or is it 2 or 1? It's, let's see. The Braves have won 2, 3, 6, right? The Braves have won 6. And the Mets have won 2, 4, 6, 7. Now, it doesn't add up. I'm leaving something out. Oh, I'm leaving out the earlier series. That's right. Yeah. I'm leaving out the two to one series. So the Mets have won 2, 2, 4, 8, and 9. The Mets have won 9, and the Braves have won 2, 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 4, 3, 7. It's 9-7. It's 9-7. Mets with 3 to play, you know. So if you got right down to the end, and
that's close,
when the Braves swept them, then the Braves could still win the season series. The season series is still in balance. All right, back to Tony. All right, Tony, we have some Eagles talk, right?
Yeah. Real quick. Well, thanks again for sharing your time with me. And the what you're explaining, this battle between Atlanta and New York, that's why this game of baseball is so special. And that's why I feel like once they get a good commissioner, somebody not like Manfred, somebody that really loves the game and really wants to share the game with the world and the people that really don't understand how beautiful the game is, that's when baseball is really gonna be in a good spot. But right now with people like Manfred who are total idiots, it's not going to get nowhere. But that game last night between Fried and DeGrom, classic game, crazy atmosphere, amazing game. I wish somebody other than Manfred could get that to the world so they could really enjoy what the game of baseball is.
Manfred's a terrible commissioner. I do think baseball has done some things this year that have helped to promote the game. You know, I like these baseball Zen commercials that maybe you've seen. You know, it sort of brings the players to life a little bit. You know, it'll focus on one player at a time. I like
the personality of the players.
Right. And you don't have any of that. I don't remember much of that from baseball in the past. So I think they're doing a better job on social media sort of promoting the game too. But yeah. You're right. In general, I'm opposed to Manfred in every way.
Yeah, me too. But about the Eagles, I want to, you know, I hear a lot of Cowboys fans calling and they're like, we're going to win the division this year and this and that. And it's like, I really don't see the basis of saying that, because they really haven't, they can't dismiss the Eagles with all the improvements we've made. We've literally upgraded every position almost. We still got Jalen Hurts question mark at quarterback. Yeah. But he I think he's solid enough to learn that he has a role. And as long as he just doesn't turn the ball over and play good, because he reminds me of McNabb. McNabb was good, but, you know, was he the greatest ever? Nah. But once you put players around him, McNabb was able to get over the hump and make it to the Super Bowl. Now with Jalen Hurts, we not only did we make a great pick with Devontae Smith, now we got A.J. Brown on the other side.
By the way, are you seeing what people are saying about Devontae Smith? They're basically saying he cannot be covered and that he just...
Yeah, I seen a play...
Yeah.
I seen a play today against the Browns, and I was like, goodness gracious, man. I cannot wait to see when the season starts.
Yeah, he's so good, and I don't think Eagles fans fully understood how good he is. Here's the thing, though, Tony. I agree with most of what you're saying. I've picked the Eagles to win that division. I think your player-by-player roster is the best in the division now that you've added particularly Brown. But it is all up to Jalen Hurts, and you cannot play like you played a year ago. You had an easy schedule a year ago. You know, look, you have surrounded him with weapons now. If he can't play this year, Tony, then that's going to be proof that you need to go in a different direction. Because,
but I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm good with that.
And look, I think he has a great work ethic, and you want to root for somebody like this. I hope he gets better. I hope he plays well this year, because I would love to see him succeed. I think this is a guy who's made the absolute most out of the ability that he has, and I would love to see it rewarded by progression and see them open up that offense and trust him to throw it and to see him throw it more successfully and better. But that's the key, Tony. You can't game manage your way in the NFL. He's got to be better. He's got to be a legitimate passing quarterback this year, not just a guy who runs around and makes more plays with his legs than his arm.
Totally agree, but I think with the upgrades on the weapons on the offense, I think he'll be better with that, because now
he
didn't really have nobody, and when nobody would get open, of course he's going to make some bad decisions because he's still learning and still young. But now with the upgrade, he should play better, and if he doesn't, then he has no excuses. We got to move on.
Yep.
But Walt, I'm going to leave you with this. Defensive line and offensive line, the Eagles are stacked.
Yeah.
And nobody can tell me that Dallas got a better D-line or O-line than the Eagles right now. I appreciate your time, Walt.
Thank you, Tony. Well, you know, the Eagles have some age on that D-line in places. You know, Cox is still a war daddy, but we'll see. I mean, Tess said I like Tony's call, but I don't see the McNabb comparison. I don't either, really. I think McNabb was a very good NFL quarterback. I don't think Jalen Hurts is at that point yet. I hope he gets there. I really do. I mean, there are guys that you just want to root for. Jalen Hurts is one of these guys you want to root for. Tess said Redskins have a better D-line. Well, you know, the Commanders, the former Washington football team, former Washington Redskins. Yes. They do on paper, at least, you know. The question is with that Washington football team. I mean, those guys did not get along last year, and they've got to learn how to play together as a unit. You know, that football team is still defense first, but you know, Wentz gives him a chance. I mean, Wentz still has ability, whether he ever shows it again over the course of a full season. You know, he really didn't play bad with the Colts until he got to the playoffs, but the Colts definitely scapegoated him. They blamed him for everything, and it was just get rid of him. So we'll see, you know, what he has left. Look, I don't think anybody runs away and hides from that division. I do think the New York Giants are clearly the worst team in the division. Although, if they played Tyrod Taylor all year, I think they could be competitive. I mean, I really do. I think you play Daniel Jones all year, they're clearly the last place team. And they're going to have to revisit that because Daniel Jones is not a quarterback in the National Football League. I mean, he might be a backup. I mean, again, he seems like a nice kid, seems like a nice guy. But, you know, what's that old adage, nice guys finish last? He's just not good enough.
Yeah.
He's not good enough. He's not good enough in any way, shape, or form. And I just don't – I think you're past the point where you think he's going to get better. Listen, I think we're way too judgmental about young quarterbacks. I mean, I heard people last year in the preseason say Zach Wilson was a bust. I saw it about Trevor Lawrence. I saw idiots all over Twitter about Josh Allen. How's that working out for you now that he's the best quarterback in the NFL? I think we're way too quick to judge young quarterbacks now. But Daniel Jones has had a lot of time now. And there's no sign of life with him. I mean, he's still making the same stupid mistakes that he's made his whole career. He's just not good enough. You know, that's the bottom line. I think Dable and the Giants have come to terms with that. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if Tyrod Taylor's the starting quarterback. And if that's the case, then you know that they're going to have to readdress the position in the draft. There's no question about that. We'll see how it plays out. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm, my guy David Green. Look, I haven't met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. You know, you're thinking about moving to Idaho and living in your own private Idaho. Living off the grid. I don't know, getting a camper. I have no idea. You don't need to do any of those things. Do what the other million people who have done what you've done have done. Call my guy, David Green. David will help you. David, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He knows all the options available so you can get your life back, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages. We have an audit coming up. David has working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program. He'll use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for free. That's free strategy session, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's Green, G-R-E-E-N-E. I'm getting a million texts about Ozuna. I'll just say what I said on Twitter. I don't think the Braves should have ever brought him back. I think now you have another reason to kick him out, and I would do so post-haste. I would get rid of him. I would cut him. I don't care. And I also didn't care about the obstacles to getting rid of him before the season. I thought you should have freed yourself from him before the season. I didn't think it was a good look, and I didn't think it was sort of prototypical Braves. And yes, I think this is another opportunity. And oh, by the way, now you also know he hasn't done much for you all year either. So that's another thing. It's not like you have to discard an elite player now. You know, he hasn't been elite. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break, college football on the other side.
Friday nights, the Roar carries the Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week. They're hosted by the Upstate's voice for high school football, William Quackenbush. The Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week, Friday nights on the Roar.
It's time for the ultimate college football kickoff show. The Roar's College Football Kickoff Show, live at Twin Peaks in Greenville. Brought to you by Upcountry Fiber. We'll be live from 5 to 8 p.m. on August 25th. The Roar's panel of experts will give you everything you need to know about the upcoming season. Conference champion picks, Heisman picks, playoff picks, and who wins it all. We'll have you covered. The Roar College Football Kickoff Show, live August 25th from 5 to 8 p.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Winning multiple Ford President's Awards and top-notch online reviews are two reasons why George Coleman Ford should be your choice for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. Every week, customers like you post online reviews raving about the buying experience at George Coleman Ford. It's like nothing they've experienced. No hidden fees and straight-up honest customer service. And with new inventory arriving monthly, George Coleman Ford is committed to satisfying you. The best is found in Traveler's Rest, George Coleman Ford.
Get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate and sell your home hassle-free. Hi, this is Mark Spain, and our offers are the strongest in the industry, so you can sell your home stress-free and make the most money. When you get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate, there are no showings, no open houses, and no stress. Our guaranteed offer keeps you in control. Find out what your guaranteed offer would be. There's no obligation. Call 855-299-SOLD or go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
Rely on the pros at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. With the hot weather, they have the best products to protect your landscape and plants and help them retain moisture, enhancing your home and saving you money. Order online at EnviroMulch.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Bennett Equipment is the Upstate's premier independent local construction equipment rental and sales source. With locations in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Seneca, the lineup of Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders is sure to make you a winner. Takeuchi is built here in the Upstate, so don't settle for less. Choose the best with Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. Bennett Equipment, 22 years strong in the Upstate. And remember, if you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
DQ presents how to experience the new DQ Reese's Take 5 Blizzard with your 5 senses. First, open your eyes and see it all. Reese's peanut butter cups, caramel, peanuts, pretzels. It's beautiful. Then feel it. Oh, it's cold. Next, listen to it. Now smell it with your nose. Oh, sweet top notes. And finally, taste it. Experience the new Reese's Take 5 Blizzard today. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com. Delivery subject to availability, additional fees, and minimum order requirements.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21. But remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Tip to the road race. Hey, Ramona, we got a mini animal segment. There are two things. One, you know, there were a couple people attacked by sharks at Myrtle Beach the other day?
No.
Yeah, yeah. It was like they were a block apart. This woman, Susan Copen, who's a newswoman, wrote, a Pittsburgh woman was bitten by a shark in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. She received hundreds of stitches to her arm. Sharks are very common in South Carolina. I shot this video in Hilton Head the other day. Shark was in knee-deep water. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There are great white sharks. There was one the other day. It was just off the coast there. Just off the coast. That was 1,400 or 1,600 pounds, whatever it was. If you just go look at the map of where they track these great white sharks, I don't know what type of sharks responsible for these bites the other day. But you know how they have this little, you know, the little Shark Week deal. And then they always try all of the goody two shoes always try to make it seem like sharks are puppy dogs, you know, that they don't really attack humans. That's just so rare. It's so rare because humans aren't generally where the sharks are. You put humans where the sharks are and it won't be rare at all. They're predators. They're killers. They're killing machines. That's what they are. You want to convince yourself they're puppy dogs? Go ahead. But they're not. And oh, by the way, some of those killing machines just off that coast weigh 2,000 pounds. Good luck to you. You know what I mean? Seriously. You know, I mean, this woman, who knows what bit this woman, but she received hundreds of stitches to her arms. And there were two, like, on the same day. They were, like, a block apart. And here she is, and this newswoman has video of these sharks in this knee-deep water, you know? So, no, they're not puppy dogs, and no matter who tries to make them seem that way, it's like this thing that happened yesterday, Mama. This guy in Colorado, I think it was Colorado, he and his wife go to sleep, and the wife got up for something, and I don't know if she heard something or what, but they had left the door unlocked. Well, a giant black bear entered their home, ate the dog food, and started to charge them from about 10 feet away. The bear was 400 pounds.
Oh.
And this dude shot it, had to shoot it 9 times, you know.
He had to shoot it 9 times? Had to shoot it 9 times
to stop it. And there's debate. There's actually debate. I'm a huge animal lover. There's actually debate about whether he should have shot it. There are actually idiots saying, you know, well, you know, he didn't have to. Nonsense.
Well,
you know, the guy
said,
I had to protect
otherwise.
My family. I mean,
yeah,
it took 9 shots. The bear got to within 5 feet of him before it finally stopped and fell down the stairs. You know, I mean.
God, that must have been scary.
And you even had to listen to these Colorado wildlife people saying, you know, like begrudgingly saying, yeah, you know, I guess if you have to, you know, it's within your legal rights. Look, I'm not discussing that with you. You know what I mean? I'm not, you know, if a giant bear breaks into your home, and they tried to blame the people too. They tried to say, well, you don't put garbage out. You make sure your doors are locked. Okay. It's always the people's fault. It's the same with the sharks. You know, you acted like a seal. You swam like a seal. You acted like a prey item. It's always our fault. It's always our fault.
And also a lot of the videos where they show bears getting in people's houses and stuff.
Yeah.
They run off when they see people. If this bear's coming at you, what else can you do?
Yeah. You know, again, Abram, there's always going to be one of these. How about this? This guy complains all the time, and he's complaining again. Now it's you know, but when you start calling your listeners degenerates like you did the other day, no more. Listen, that's a joke that we've done for 15 years here. Try and follow along. I mean, are you kidding me with that nonsense? Yeah, I'm a degenerate too. It's about gambling. It's a joke. Holy crap. Lots to get to. I want to get to the SEC and I talk a little SEC football today. It's been on the schedule all week long. You know, some of this stuff we have already covered in other ways. For example, you know, anyone who listens to the show knows I've picked Mississippi State to finish second in the SEC West for months now. We had our top 30 poll. Where do I have Mississippi State, Ramona, in the top 30 poll? It's somewhere in the top 10.
Seven.
I have Mississippi State 7 in the country. You know, is it taking a little bit of a risk? Yeah. Look, here's the thing. Oh, by the way, Deontay's asked me multiple times about what do I think of the Padres being worse with Soto. I mean, you know, a Soto and Bell hadn't helped Washington. I don't know. Maybe it's not a surprise. I think that Tatis deal is just crushing to the Padres. I really do. I think emotionally, practically, I think it's just crushing, absolutely crushing to the Padres. All right. So I had them seventh in the nation in my preseason poll.
Yeah.
And I know their schedule is tough. We're going to talk about all that. But we're going to get into some SEC conversation in general. I want to talk about total plays, spread plays, give you degenerates, all that info that you need. Texas. How about this, Ramona? Texter said, tell that son of a degenerate to leave the show alone or pay more attention, whichever is funnier. All right. On to the SEC and out plays out. All right, let's start in the West, since we just mentioned that. One is Alabama. Surprise, surprise. I know this comes as a shock to many of you. And we're going to post this up on the website as well. I think Alabama is just loaded. I mean, I don't like saying Alabama's loaded. You know, Ramona, it's not something I really want to have to do. It's not something, but I just have tremendous respect. Texas said, I guess they've never seen Jaws. I mean, I'm telling you right now, you go track. I have it somewhere. You go track where they have. There's a site that follows it. You go follow the pinpoints of where those great white sharks are off the coast of South Carolina, and you're not going swimming. I'm sorry, you're just not. You go track where those, because a lot of these great white sharks are like right on that coast. You know, and oh, by the way, when you're talking like a 1,600-pound, 2,000-pound shark, you are a snack food item. That's what you
snack.
Are. You're a delicacy.
A Scooby snack.
Right. You're a delicacy. You're like fish eggs. That's what you are.
Gross.
You are. You're an absolute delicacy to them. But these people want to say, you know, they try, I love how they try to make all this stuff our fault and act like, you know, sharks are our friends. Sharks are not our friends, all right? They're our mortal enemies. The only good news for us is we're not generally where they are, or we'd all be eaten and killed. They're not puppy dogs like they try and make them appear.
Yeah. You convinced me.
Oh, my God. All right, onto the SEC and Alabama. You know, look, all this team does is reload, and Saban is playing the game we're playing now, and he is full in on offensive attack and speed at receiver, and, you know, and when he runs out of it, he goes and steals it from somewhere else. You know, that's what he does. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a good way. I mean, when Saban runs out of top flight receivers, listen, other than quarterback, the most important position in college football today is receiver. And it goes hand in hand with the quarterback thing. You have to have the quarterback and you have to have the receivers. And if you don't have either half of that equation, you're not going to be great. You may be good. You may even be very good, but you're not going to be great. And Saban, you know, arguably the greatest defensive mind of his time, understands this more than anybody. And he has, again, I've said this, but you got to give the old man credit. I mean, over 70 years old, and he completely reinvented himself. He understood how to win. The sharks are out there swimming around at 4 each day for human week. That's right. That's exactly right. Your friends, the Sharks. But, you know, this guy does this all the time. See, right here, Ramona. Hey, you know, Ramona, I've got to say this. People are hammering this right now, so let me just say this. They said, hey, degenerate Dexter, we longtime listeners take pride in our degenerate labeling. Listen more often or go back to California where you belong. Dexters are now on the warpath. Hey,
it's early, but it is Friday.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is Friday. It's true. You know, listen, on this, on what Saban does, because, again, this is a guy who had Ruggs, the take the top off guy, Judy, Smith, Waddle. When he started to run out of those guys, because you're not going to have that group of guys forever, even when you're Alabama, he went and took others. He went and took Jameson Williams and from Ohio State. And he was, you know, allegedly their fourth best receiver, who really turned out to be their best receiver, just not with them, with Alabama. So Saban went and stole Jameson Williams from Ohio State. And by stole, by the way, I mean that in a respectful way. I'm not saying they did anything wrong. Just to be clear, they did not. They did not. This was smart. This was smart. So he loses Jameson Williams and he loses Betchie. And he doesn't have another guy that really is the equal of those guys. So what does he do? He goes out and takes Jermaine Burton from Georgia, and he takes Tyler Harrell from Louisville. All Harrell did, again, it was limited catches, but all Harrell did was average 30 yards a catch, and he's probably the fastest receiver in the country. So Saban, think about this. This dude had the fastest receiver in the nation when he had Henry Ruggs. He lost Ruggs. He then goes out and gets the next fastest receiver in the nation. He gets Jameson Williams, whose speed is almost identical to Ruggs. And then he loses Jameson Williams, and he goes out and gets Tyler Harrell from Louisville. Oh, by the way, his speed is equal to Jameson Williams and Ruggs' speed. Saban gets this. He gets this. He understands how and why these games are being won.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
It's Tiger Time. You know what I'm talking about. Tiger Time Magazine, the preseason collector's edition you've come to know and trust. Our 20th year edition covers everything a Tiger fan would want to know about the upcoming season, including game day outlooks, player profiles, hot topics, the 2022 signing class, electrifying photos, and much more. Pick up your Tiger Time Magazine at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Walgreens, Food Lion, Lowe's Foods, Dollar General, and convenience stores. Or visit tigertime.com to order online. Don't miss out.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be a challenging task. The George Coleman Ford team strives to change that. Perhaps that's why their online reviews and multiple Ford President's Awards speak volumes. And with new inventory arriving monthly, you can find the vehicle you've been looking for or have George Coleman Ford order one for you. Never any hidden fees or phantom charges at George Coleman Ford. Plain and simple, old-fashioned.